Namaste, my dears. Hello, and welcome to episode 38 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. I thank you so much for joining me. This is a level 2-3 class where we take a look at Kali Ma, the goddess of time. And I would love to hear from you. Please get in touch with me. 503-583-2599 is my voicemail number. You can email me at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. You can follow me at Twitter or leave me a comment at my website or in iTunes. With that, I thank Mr. Omar for his beautiful, sweet review in iTunes and for his comments. I thank you all so much for following me on the blog. Got some wonderful comments there where we discuss various aspects of the yoga practice. I invite you to join me there at sunroseyoga.com. And so with that, I wish you a beautiful practice. I wish you beauty and peace in each day, in each breath. Namaste. So today let's talk about Kali Ma, goddess of time. She is also called the Dark One. You may have seen pictures of her with a necklace of skulls, naked, tongue sticking out, drinking blood. Quite the ferocious character, kind of scary, you may think, and I did too at one time or another. And in our practice of yoga, we often have, there's this cliche of the yogi being this completely peaceful, mellow person, and this is true to a certain extent where we are cultivating equanimity. However, as we also are living in this world, there are times when we must act, when we must do, when we must dig deeply and embody our inner fierceness. And Kali helps us do that. So I said that she is the goddess of time, the mother of time. And part of what Kali does, what her function is to bring our time to an end. Is that a way to say that? Where if we were to continue on changelessly forever, life would cease to exist on this planet. I mean that life would be unsustainable. And so with that, she is the companion to Shiva, our god of destruction. And I wrote a little poem of sorts for us to sort of embody this Kali energy. And so with that, let's take a beautiful seat, a seat where the base of the spine connects with the earth, and where you may fiercely extend the spine from the base to the crown and beyond. Allow your breath fill you completely. Allow your intention to fill you completely. Kali, goddess of time, lover of Shiva, mover of Shiva's will, you protect, you love, you slay our delusions. In you, we cultivate conviction in our intention. Protect us as we walk with you. And with that, let's bring the hands to the heart. filling ourselves completely with breath. As you breathe out, cultivate conviction in your intention. Thought we could practice a little bit of Kali Mantra as we begin. We'll just say the Kali Mantra three times through. Beautiful breath in and out and in. Om Kring Kalikaye Namaha. Om Kring Kalikaye Namaha. Om Kring Kalikaye Namaha. Make your way to Downward Facing Dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Fingertips spread wide on the mat, just wider than hip width, just wider than shoulder width. Index fingers are parallel and begin to root down into that space between the thumb and the index finger. Feet are about hip width distance apart, hips are high to the sky. The gaze is either toward your heart center or between the feet. Allow your breath to fill you completely, moving into the back of the body. As you breathe out, begin to feel the inner thighs press back toward the wall behind you. And if you like, begin to bend one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. Just walking out your dog, bringing beautiful movement into the legs. And we'll bring the legs back towards straight and step the feet together. As you breathe in, bend the knees deeply. Keep your spine nice and straight and shift the gaze between the thumbs. As you breathe out, let your hips float high to the sky. Straighten the legs. Let the heels float back down toward the floor. Downward facing dog. As you inhale, again, shift the gaze forward, bend the knees deeply, lengthen the spine through the low back, exhale back to downward facing dog, straightening the legs. As you inhale, again, bend the knees, shift the gaze forward, and as you breathe out, come back to regular old downward facing dog. Again, inhale, bend the knees deeply. Feel the shoulders draw down the back as you gaze between the thumbs, softening the space between the eyes. Exhale to regular old downward facing dog. We'll let your in-breath take you there. One more time, bend the knees, shift the gaze forward. Exhale back to regular old downward facing dog. Now as you breathe in, sweep your right leg up toward the sky, shining out through the foot, keeping the hips square to the earth. Exhale, release the right foot down to earth. As you inhale, sweep the left leg straight up toward the sky, keeping the hips square, shining out through the ball of the foot. Exhale, release it down to earth. Again, we'll inhale, sweep the right leg up toward the sky. This time we'll stay here a few breaths. And we'll keep the right foot flexed and then point the ball of the foot. So your toes are maybe separating. The toes are drawing back toward the body as you're shining out through the ball of the foot. The hips are still square to the earth. The tops of the shoulders begin to drop away from the ears. So we're bringing the torso to a more compact place. Feel a beautiful stretch through the low back, through the leg. And with your next breath out, release that right foot down to the earth softly, carefully, with intention. And let your inhalation guide your left leg up toward the sky, shining out through the left ball of the foot. hips are square to the earth, so the belly faces the floor, both hips face the floor. Tops of the shoulders move away from the ears. Begin to cultivate space between the earlobes and the shoulders. Cultivate space between the earlobes and the biceps. Cultivate space between your fingers. And as you exhale, release the left foot down to earth. Spread those fingertips nice and wide, and we'll step the feet maybe one or two steps closer to the hands, just to that point where downward facing dog begins to become a little uncomfortable. Good. When you find that space, take a moment to soften the heart down toward the floor. So let your heart drop down. Let your shoulders ease away from the ears. Keep your intention through the hips. Keep your intention through the thighs. Now again, we'll step maybe one or two steps, mini steps, closer to the hands. And we'll soften the heart again down toward the earth. We'll let the fingertips spread, maybe even claw your finger pads into the earth, igniting your hands. Good. Now from here, as you breathe in, sweep your right leg up toward the sky. And again, soften the heart down toward the earth. Cultivate conviction in your intention here. The time has come to act. The time has come to draw within that fire in the belly. And we'll bring our breath to that space as we soften the shoulders away from the ear. We soften the heart down toward the earth. And with your next breath out, release that right foot down to earth. Maybe wiggle the hips from side to side. As you breathe in, we'll sweep the left leg up toward the sky and shine out through the ball of that foot. Beautiful. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Soften the thoughts. Allow them to merge with the pose. Maybe settling into the space between the shoulder blades, settling into the space just behind the heart center. It's where we're moving from, even in those moments where we are called upon to be fierce, to be fiery. We must do so from the heart center. We must do so from that place of non-harming, that place of truth, that place of union, of yoga. As you exhale, release the left foot back down to earth. Let's make our way back to regular old downward facing dog. As you inhale, lower your knees to the earth, Chakravakasana or table pose. And as you exhale, rock the hips back, luxuriously rest your bum on or near the heels and rest your forehead on the floor. And just rock the head from side to side. Let the elbows melt down toward the earth. Let the shoulders melt down toward the earth. And breathe into the low back. Breathe into the mid-back. Breathe into the upper back. And now from here, we will make our way to the wall. Now, turn so that your tush and your feet are facing the wall. Make your way back to table pose, Chakravakasana. Spread the fingertips wide, taking a full, beautiful breath here. And as you breathe out, make your way to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. If it feels right, extend your right leg up toward the sky. And then bring that right foot to the wall, maybe so that your foot is 90 degrees, at a 90 degree angle with your upper body. Press that foot into the wall, and if it feels right for you, extend the left leg as well, bringing it to the wall. Maybe bringing your lower and upper body to a 90-degree angle. Maybe not. Maybe just one leg. Whatever works, pressing out through the feet, shining out through the feet, and softening the heart down toward the earth. Now the gaze here is between the thumbs. Find that softness between your eyebrows. Find that softness between your shoulder blades, and then let's scoop the tailbone just ever so slightly so you'll feel the kidneys begin to present themselves. You'll feel the spine continue to lengthen from your seat and just drop down into the heart center here. Beautiful. Let's take one more breath. And as you breathe out, lower your right foot down to the earth. Lower the left foot down to the earth and make your way back to table, Chakravakasana. Rock the hips back, rest the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor in Bhaktasana. Breathe into the low back, breathe into the mid back, breathe into the upper back. As you breathe in, make your way back to table, Chakravakasana. As you breathe out, make your way to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let your in-breath guide you to plank, top of a push-up. Press out through your heels as though you were holding the wall up with your heels. As you exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest to the earth. Keep your elbows glued to your sides. Now as you inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Curl the heart forward and up away from the earth to Cobra, Bhujangasana. And as you exhale, press your hands into the earth. Lift the hips high to the sky to Downward Facing Dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. Let's stay on the ball of the left foot so the heel is lifted. We're coming to Anjaneya Asana. Bring the hands to the heart center and then sweep them around and up overhead. Hips square to the front of the mat, and we accomplish that. They are an effect of us drawing our shins isometrically in toward the midline. So imagine just zipping your shins toward the hips, front and the back. The heart is floating up toward the skies. The collarbones spread and the shoulder blades draw down the back. Now ever so slightly, let's scoop that tailbone under so that the base of the spine is drawing down toward the earth. Good. Shining out through your fingertips. As you breathe in, reach your hands forward and down to the earth. And as you breathe out, step on back to Downward Facing Dog. We'll inhale to plank, top of a push-up. Beautiful. Press out through the heels. And as you breathe out, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth, gluing those elbows to your sides. As you inhale, pull the hands toward the belly and the belly toward the hands as you peel the heart up off the floor into Bhujangasana, Cobra. And as you exhale, float to Downward Facing Dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Hips are high. We're making a triangle with the earth. Good. Now as you breathe in, step the left foot forward between the hands, Anjaneya Asana, second side. So we're on the ball of the right foot. Our left shin is vertical, or something like vertical. Again, we're zipping the thighs, the shins in toward the midline of the body. Heart, hands come to the heart. We sweep them around and up overhead. Shine out through your armpits. Draw your thumbs back in space. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. So again, the torso becomes this compact unit. We're drawing the base of the spine down toward the floor. Feel the big bones in your thighs, your femur bones. Feel them pressing into the back of the body. So in that right leg, the femur bone floats up toward the sky. In the front leg, the left leg, the femur bone is rooting down toward the earth. Beautiful. As you breathe in, reach the hands forward and down to earth, and as you breathe out, step back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale to plank. Exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Feel the space between the vertebrae, cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. Now as you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands. Lower the left heel to the earth. We'll make our way to Uttita Parsva Konasana. So we'll bring first the right forearm to the top of the right thigh, bring the left hand to the left hip, and we'll take in a moment here just to establish our foundation. Left side of the body is straight and strong. Press into the pinky toe side of the left foot. Scoop the tailbone under. Scoop it under. Let the neck lengthen, the crown extend up. And then as you're ready, circle sweep that left arm around and up overhead. Maybe reach toward the space where the wall and the ceiling meet, so you make this beautiful diagonal line. The whole left side of the body, we're nice and long. And then soften the left shoulder away from the ear. Now, if you know that you would like to lower the right hand down toward the earth while keeping that long line, while continuing to spiral the heart toward the sky, then do that. Good. Bringing your awareness here into the pelvic bowl. As you breathe out, engage Mula Bandha, lift that pelvic bowl. Extends from the hips, the hip bones, to the pubic bone, to the base of the spine, that little, it's almost like a little parallelogram if you were to look at it from above. Lift up through that as you exhale. Just let it soften as you inhale. Now with our next in-breath, root down into the feet. Let the upper body rise up as you keep the same structure with your legs. Extend the arms out to T. Come to Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. Shoulders soften away from the ears. The shoulder blades surrender down toward the earth. Good. We'll breathe in, lengthening the spine. Breathe out again. Maybe engage Mula Bandha, engage the pelvic floor. One more full breath in here. Expand in every direction. Exhale. Feel the space between your fingers. As you inhale, cartwheel the hands toward earth. And as you exhale, step back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhaling to plank. Exhale, knees, belly, chest down to the floor. As you inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Your elbows are glued to your sides. Peel up. Exhale, float to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you breathe in, step the left foot forward between the hands. Lower the right heel down to the earth. We'll bring our left forearm to the top of the left thigh and really press your right pinky toe into the earth as you bring your right hand to your right hip. Scoop your tailbone under, which may make it feel like you're poofing out the very lowest part of your belly, those lower abs and below, all the way down to the pubic bone. Pull that forward and up as you scoop your tailbone under. The heart is spiraling toward the sky, and as you're ready, circle sweep that right arm around and up overhead. First, reaching, shining out through the fingertips, shining toward that space where the wall and the ceiling meet, and then softening the shoulders away from the ears. So just let yourself be free from the weight of the world that you carry there through your shoulders. Let your face soften. Let your forehead soften. And as you breathe out, begin to engage Mula Bandha. Lift that pelvic bowl. As you breathe in, soften through that space. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. Let's rise up to Virabhadrasana, to Warrior Two. We're gazing down those left fingertips. But we're not leaning forward. We're not leaning to the left with our upper body. Keep your upper body perpendicular to the earth. So it almost feels as though someone were holding your right hand and drawing you back in space. With your next breath in, cartwheel the hands down to the earth. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down to the floor, keeping your shoulders away from your ears. Peel your heart forward and up. Elbows are deeply bent. And exhale to downward facing dog. As you inhale, step your right foot forward between the hands. And as you exhale, step your left foot forward. Come to Uttanasana, forward fold. The crown of the head is heavy. As you breathe in, come up halfway, Ardha Uttanasana, spine is straight and long. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root into your feet, bend your knees, lower your seat, and circle sweep the arms around and up overhead, Utkatasana. Let's soften the shoulders away from the ears and scoop the tailbone under. We can't maybe get quite as low when we scoop the tailbone under, but we'll really bring ourselves into the fronts of the legs, into the quadriceps. As you breathe in, lengthen the spine. Open through the heart. Draw your shoulders back. Draw your thumbs back in space. And as you breathe out, drop your shoulders away from the ears. Draw the shoulder blades down the back. Now as you breathe in, bring your hands to your heart and tilt your tailbone up. So arch your low back. And as you breathe out, let's twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee. Gaze up over the right shoulder. Now keep your knees glued together as though they were kissing. They were have magnets between them. And if your feet have drifted apart, bring them together. Make sure that the knees are at the same place, meaning that one knee hasn't scooted out in front of the other. Good. As you breathe in, lengthen the spine from the base all the way up beyond the crown of the head. And as you exhale, let your heart spin maybe just the teeniest amount closer toward the sky. We'll inhale and come back to center. Hands come to the heart. And as you exhale, twist left. Place the right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee and gaze up over the left shoulder. Soften those shoulders away from the ears. Knees are glued together. Feet are glued together. They are at the same point in space. Coming in to the electricity in the fronts of the legs. Maybe sinking deeper, maybe spiraling the heart a little bit higher with the breath out. Inhaling back to center. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, root down through the feet, rise all the way up, sweep the arms way up high. And as you exhale, we'll hinge from the hips, coming to Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3 on the right foot. So right foot roots down, left leg extends behind you, while the arms and the fingers extend in front of you. Making a T with the earth and the hips are square to the floor. So maybe let that left hip turn under just a touch, shining out through the ball of the left foot. With each breath in, feel the back of the neck lengthen. With each breath out, soften through the back of the heart. Each breath in, we find ourselves lengthening. And each breath out, surrender to the pose. Bring the hands to your heart. Release the right hand down toward earth and begin to peel the hips open, stacking the left hip on top of the right, stacking the left shoulder on top of the right. Maybe bring your left hand up toward the sky, stacking that entire arm, spreading through the wingspan, coming to Ardha Chandrasana, half moon pose, shining out through the ball of the foot. Now, if you'd like, come to Ardha Chapasana. Maybe bend that left knee and catch the top of the left foot with the left hand, bringing a slight arch to the back, bringing a little back bend to this place as you draw the left foot into the hand, draw back just like a bow, breathing into the entire front of the body. Good. A few more beautiful breaths here. And with your next breath out, come back to Ardha Chandrasana. Come back to regular old half moon, releasing that left foot. We'll bring the left hand back to the hip and you shift the gaze back to the earth. Release the hand to the earth. Release the left foot to the earth. As you inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up. Sweep the arms up. Gaze up. Exhale, we'll hinge from the left hip. Coming into Virabhadrasana, three left side. Arms extend out in front of the body. Right leg extends back, hinging from the hips. Hips square to the earth, softening through the back of the heart, softening the shoulders away from the ears. Shining out through the ball of the right foot. As you breathe in, bring your hands to your heart. As you breathe out, release the left hand to the earth. Bring the right hand to the right hip. Peel the hips open. Stack the right hip on top of the left. Stack the right shoulder on top of the left. As if it feels right, extend that right hand up toward the sky. Spread your wingspan. Shine out through the fingers. In this moment, connect with the fierceness of your intention. You are fierce through your standing leg, and you are equally fierce through that extended right leg. Shine out. Feel the muscles engage. Feel your connection to your conviction. And if you'd like to take this to Ardha Tapasana, bend your right knee. Catch the top of the right foot and take a slight bend of that standing knee if you lock out the knee. Good. Beautiful full breath in here, coming into the front of the body, into the quadricep, into the belly, into the heart center, into the shoulders. And as you breathe out, come back to regular old Ardha Chandrasana. Inhale, relief. Release your right hand to your hip. Shift the gaze to the floor as you release the right hand to the floor. Release the right foot to the floor. Inhale, up halfway. Exhale, fold. Taking a full, beautiful breath here in Uttanasana. Allow the head to become heavy. We'll slowly begin to bring ourselves into our low squat, Malasana. In this posture, the heels are pressing down into the earth. So if you'd like, take the feet a little bit wider to come to that space, or support your heels with a blanket. Good. The base of the spine draws down toward the floor. Let's bring the hands to the heart and maybe press your elbows into the, or excuse me, press the biceps into the inner thighs. Draw the base of the spine down toward the earth and the crown of the head up toward the sky. Full, beautiful breath here, expanding. Sinking in to the space between the shoulders. With your next breath out, lower the seat all the way down to the earth. Come to the tippy toes. And we'll gently, one foot at a time, begin to lift the toes up off the floor as you extend the arms out in front of you, parallel to the earth. Spread the fingertips wide, making our way to Paripurna Navasana. So the legs may stay bent, the knees may stay bent, or they may work towards straight, so long as the heart stays lifted. And we maybe resist the temptation to round through the back. We keep that heart lifting high and we stay out of the low back. Shining out through the balls of the feet, shining out through the space between the fingers. Back of the neck is lengthening. And with your next Breath out slowly. Ease the feet back down to earth. Let's extend our right leg fully out onto the floor and step the left foot up and over top with a bent knee so that your left foot is just on the right side of your right knee. Hug that left knee into your chest using your left hand up toward the sky. As you exhale, twist over your left shoulder. Soften the shoulders away from the ears, placing that left hand on the floor behind the low back. With each breath in, lengthen from seat to crown, and each breath out, maybe deepen the twist just a little bit. Shining out through the ball of the right foot, the right leg is engaged. We're pressing the right thigh bone into the earth as we twist, as we lengthen. We'll inhale and come back to center. As you exhale, uncross the left leg, extend it out onto the floor. We'll take the right leg, step it across the left leg, bring the right foot to the left side of the left knee, and hug the right knee into the chest. Inhale the right hand up toward the sky. Exhale, twist over the right shoulder, placing that right hand behind the low back. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, feel your sitting bones connect with the earth. Inhale, lengthen the back of the neck. And as you exhale, press the left thigh into the floor as you increase the twist just a little bit. Lengthening with the in-breath, deepening, channeling your intention into conviction with the breath out. We'll inhale, come back to center. Exhale and uncross the legs. Now we'll extend both of the legs straight out in front of us on the floor. And press your hands into the floor on either side of your hips. Draw the shoulder blades down the back. Now draw your right leg or your right knee toward your body and maybe just move it forward and back like an abbreviated rocking of the baby. We'll take hold of the sole of the right foot and draw it way back in space, back behind your shoulder, outside of the shoulder. Now we'll keep the left hand on the sole of the right foot and lift that foot up a little bit higher so that we can slide the right shoulder underneath the right knee. Good. Place the hand back on the floor and place the left hand on the floor on the left side of your body. Now rock back onto your hips and loop the left ankle on top of the right foot. Press the hands into the floor as you shift your weight forward. Zip your thighs together as your feet move out to the right. Astavakrasana. Hips are lifting here, inner thighs squeezing together with all of your might and pressing back in space. Good. We'll slowly come out the same way we came in, or just lower your tush down to the floor and rock back on the hips. Extend both legs out in front of you on the floor as well. Again, press your hands into the floor, lift up through the heart, press your femur bones into the earth. We'll lift up the left knee and grab hold of the sole of the left foot and rock it back and forth in space, drawing that knee way back, keeping the right hand on the sole of the left foot and scooping the left shoulder underneath the left leg, the left knee. Placing both hands on the floor on either side of the hips, let's bring the right ankle on top of the left foot. Just catch it there, just like a little hook. We'll shift the weight forward in space, squeezing the legs together, pressing the hands into the earth. Astavakrasana. Again, release back down to the earth. Come back to center. Extend both legs again out onto the floor in front of you. Femur bones press down into the earth. Inhale, circle, sweep the arms way up high to the sky. Exhale, hinge from the hips. Reach your heart forward toward your toes. Release the hands down either to the earth, to the soles of the feet, or to the big toes. Let your spine lengthen with each breath in. Let your femur bones root down into the earth with each breath out. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, deepen. Inhale, lengthen the back of the neck. exhale, maybe draw the heart just a little bit closer toward the knees. As you inhale, slowly use your hands to walk the upper body all the way back up. We'll place those hands behind you. Bend the knees, bring the soles of the feet closer to the bum. Your fingertips may be pointing towards your bum or away. It's up to you. We'll press down into the feet, lift up through the hips, coming to reverse table. Let your head drop back. Micro bend the knees if you have the elbows if you have a tendency to hyperextend, bringing your energy into the muscles and out of the joints. Lift the head, look at the knees, and as you exhale, lower the seat down to the earth. Let's move our elbows out of the way and roll the upper body all the way down to the floor. Draw the knees into the chest. Let's roll over to the left side, both arms extending out from the shoulders, knees stacked, taking a full, beautiful breath here. And as you breathe out, lift your right hand toward the sky and let it fall behind you, keeping that wingspan nice and spread, letting the right shoulder draw down toward the earth. Now, if it feels okay on the neck, you can look at the sky or you can look over your right shoulder at the right thumb. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Feel yourself melting into the floor as you relax the hips, the belly, the low back. Feel the face begin to soften. Feel the thoughts begin to soften. As you breathe in, bring the knees to center and then roll all the way over to the right with your arms and both legs. Knees are just stacked left on top of right. We'll take in a beautiful breath here. As you breathe out, sweep that left hand first up toward the sky and then all the way to the left, letting the back of the hand rest on the floor. Jatara Parivartanasana. Shoulder blades melting into the earth. Eyelids becoming so heavy. Hips becoming so heavy. Legs becoming so heavy. As you inhale, bring both knees back to center and just rock from side to side. Allow the legs to extend out onto the floor, parted comfortably, and the palms turn to face the sky. Allow yourself to come to a place of peace, a place where you let go of the need to do and are completely settled, completely content, simply to be in this space. Once the body has relaxed completely, let go completely, come back to your breath. Allow the in-breath to wash over you. Allow the out-breath to wash over you. Thank you. begin to bring your awareness back into your body, back into your fingers, back into your mouth. Bring your awareness to your low back, and bring your awareness to the soles of the feet. Allow the breath to deepen. And begin to bring small movements into the body, into the fingers, into the toes, into the wrists. And into the ankles. Gently rock from side to side, maybe through the shoulders. Draw the knees into the chest. And rock from side to side. Let's make our way to your favorite side. Taking a moment here to realize how this practice has soaked into you, into yourself. We'll slowly begin to make our way back to a nice tall seat, bringing the hands to the heart. Allow yourself to expand completely. Expanding into your conviction of your intentions. And I thought we could close today simply by chanting Om. One beautiful Om. Deep breath in. And out. And in. Om. Thank you for sharing this practice with me, with the world, with yourself. I wish you protection, love, ferocious love on your path until we meet again, and always, namaste.